nervous system. The nervous system is one of the systems, 9 or 11 systems of the body. And it has a bit of complications to understand because the functions are kind of intertwined, and it's difficult to remember the functions because they are in depth and it has so many functions. Now, the nervous system has many functions. Of those many functions, there are four basic functions, which include one, reception of general sensory information, that is touch, pressure, temperature, pain, vibration. So when someone touches you, you feel it. Someone put pressure on you, you feel the pressure coming on you. Someone shout, their echo, the vibration. Someone pinches you, someone put a hot substance on you, you feel those things. Those are all the work of the nervous system. Two, receiving and perceiving special sensation. That is the why, the nervous system. If you see something that pleases you, what happens? Your heart gets calm. Something that makes you frightened, your heart beats faster. You have anxiety. You have that increased heart rate. So that is what we call receiving and perceiving special sensation. Your smell, when you smell something that is smelling good, you know that's a nice scent. If you smell a bad environment, you know that's a horrible odor. Vision, sounds, right? We can make changes on these things by just carrying out these functions. The third function is, it also provides integration of sensory information from different parts of the body and process them. When you have pain occurring in your kidneys, you know that there's a kidney pinch, right? So the nervous system can integrate sensory information and process them and tell you which body part is paining you. That's one thing the nervous system does. If you're having two pain at the same time, you're having a headache and you're having a toes pain. Yes. You know that you're having a headache and you're having a toes pain, right? You're having a backache and a toothache. Two different pains, two different sensations, two different coordination, one integration. That job is done by the nervous system. The last function is it creates response generation. The body responds to pain. Oh, my side. Oh, my teeth. That response that you are seeing is being carried out by the what? The nervous system. So it creates response generation. These are the four main functions among thousands of different functions of the nervous system. These functions can be divided into two categories. All these functions are divided into two categories. What are the two categories? The body has somatic functions and it has autonomic function. What is somatic function? It's the one that you can control. They are what we call the voluntary function of the body. So the body voluntary functions are referred to as somatic functions. Example, blinking your eyes, right? You can blink your eye and close your eye. That's somatic functions. You can move your arm and bring your arm back. That's somatic function. So these functions are implemented by you. Then we have the autonomic function, which cannot be controlled. They are called the involuntary function, which include your heartbeat. Do you control your heartbeat? No. Do you hold your heart from beating? No. Can you hold your breath? Yes. Can you hold your heart rate? No. So the heartbeat is an autonomic function because it is involuntary. We do not have power to what? Withhold our heartbeats.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Now, This nervous system has two main parts, the CNS and the PNS. Now, the CNS, the central nervous system, is the brain and the spinal cord. Every other things of part of the body, apart from the brain and spinal cord, fall under the what? The peripheral nervous system. What is peripheral? Around. Surrounding means the periphery. The perimeter. Around the meter. Around the feet. Go to the perimeter of the field. Run the perimeter. It means around the thing. The main part of the system is the what? The nervous system, which includes the brain and the spinal cord. That's the CNS. The PNS are other body parts that are not part of the brain and spinal cord. The CNS. The CNS, the central nervous system, I mean, consists of the brain and the spinal cord. It controls things like thought, movement, emotion. I love you. I feel for you. I sympathize with you. I feel your sorrow. Those things are coming from what? From the CNS. Our breathing, our heart rate, our hormones, our body temperature. All those things are controlled by the CNS. Because the brain controls these things. That's why they fall under what? The CNS. The brain and spinal cord control these things. The brain is the most complex organ in the human body. And it uses 20% of the total energy we breathe. So when you take in oxygen, the brain takes half of that oxygen just by itself. So the brain has 100 billion neurons. What are neurons? The brain cells are called neurons. So the brain has 100 billion neurons that are linked to thousands more. The brain can be divided into four parts or four lobes. The brain, how we call lobe or parts, they are four parts of the brain. These four parts are the temporal. The temporal is next to the ear. The parietal is above the temporal.
I can't see you if you during demonstration. Just so you know.
Okay.
Your camera.
Oh, sorry, my camera went off. So, it has four parts, right? I'm sorry. The four parts include the temporal next to the ear, temporal. The parietal after the temporal going upward, the next bone is the parietal. The parietal, you have the occipital at the back here. The last one becomes the what? The frontal. At the forehead. So there are four lobes of the brain. Temporal, parietal, occipital, and the frontal lobes. Those are the four lobes of the brain. These four lobes, everyone has a function. You understand? The lobes are the temporal lobes. Temporal lobes is important for what? Sensory input processing and assigning it to emotional feelings. Oh, I see something very sexy and I feel sexual emotion. I see something very horrible I want to throw out. That is done by the what? Temporal lobe. It connects and processes sensory input into emotional meaning. I smell the food I want to eat. I see a poop. I want to vomit. I see a beautiful lady. I feel sexy. I see a handsome guy. I feel like I want to date him. That connection between our sensory input from our environment to our emotional feelings is done by the temporal lobe.
Okay.
Then we have the occipital lobe, which is purple. It processes region of the brain. It houses the visual cortex. It's at the back. That's why when you knock the back of the head, your eyes go dark because it's at the back. If for seeing, it controls the. That's why our retina is in the back. Then you have the what? The parietal is yellow. The Pareta is integrates sensory information, including touch, spatial awareness, and navigation. Oh, okay. This is the rule I came up. This rule, that rule. So those who have dementia, they have distorted parietal lobe function. They cannot navigate to their home. So they become wanderers. They walk around the whole day. They call them the wanderers, those who have dementia. Then the frontal lobes. It contains majority of the dopamine sensitive neurons and is involved in attention, and rewards, short-term memories, motivation, and planning. That's the frontal. Oh, I forgot. Oh my God, I forgot. Well, not here because I wonder why. Get reminded. Oh, I forgot it. No one said, oh, I forget. No, you knock your phone out. Oh, I forgot it. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Because it's for what? For memory, motivation, planning, the frontal lobe. So these lobes have different functions. Then we said the CNN has two parts. The brain. The brain has four parts. Then the spinal cord has different parts. Let's talk about the CNS, right? The spinal cord contains what? The spinal cord runs almost the length of the back, and from the back of the head to the what? To the lower part of the back, right? The brain stem, the spinal cord meets to the one spinal nerve and enters the skull. It is long. And then it connects the nerves of the PNS that runs in the skin, the muscle, and the joints. Now, the spinal cord has reflex responses that will create involuntary response to the body. If your finger was touched, you know something touched your finger, right? So those are from the spinal cord. Now, then the spinal cord has cranial nerve. It has 12 pairs of cranial nerves that directly from the brain and pass through the holes in the skull rather than traveling along the spinal cord. These nerves collect and send information between the brain and part of the body, most of the neck and the head. Of these 12 pairs, the olfactory and optic nerve arise from the brain, for the forebrain, and are considered part of the central nervous system. The 12 nerves are olfactory nerve, cranial nerve 1, which transmit information about odor, sense of smell, cranial nerve 2, which is for sight, cranial nerve 3, which is for function of the what? The pupil, also for sight, cranial nerve 4, the trochlear nerve, which is for control of superior oblique muscle, the eye also. It also helps to move the eye upward, downward, and sidewards. Then you have the trigeminal nerve, cranial nerve 5, is the largest of your cranial nerve, and it has both sensory and motor function. Now, these nerves either have sensory or motor or both functions. Then you have abducens. Abducens is cranial nerve 6. It controls another muscle that associated with the eyes movement, the lateral rectus muscles. This muscle is involved in outward eye movement. For example, you want to look on the side. You get somebody what we call eye linking, right? On the side like this. That is done by the what? Abducens. The abducens allows the what? To look, to focus directly and look on the side. That is the function of the what? Abducens. Then we have the facial nerve, cranial nerve 7. It provides both sensory and motor function, which include moving the muscle for facial expression, your jaw, laughing, smiling, frowning, all are being done by what? Your facial nerve. To poke your face, make your face funny, everything is done by what? The facial nerve. 7. Then we have cranial nerve 8. It's what we call the vestibular cochlear nerve. This is due to hearing and balance. When you're hearing, what's the sound from this side? The sound from that side. That's hearing and balance. Some people can hear, they cannot balance. You will hear the sound, but you cannot locate where the sound is coming from. Meaning you can hear, but there is no balance. Cranial nerve number 9 is called the glossopharyngeal nerve. This also has both motor and sensory function. So please understand which one has sensory, which one has motor, which one has both sensory and motor function at the same time. The vagus nerve, according to number 10, is a diverse nerve. It has also both sensory and motor function, including a conveyed sensation from your ear canal to part of your throat and also organ of the chest, such as heart and intestine sounds and other things. Cranial nerve 11 is the accessory nerve. This is a motor nerve. It does not have sensory function. It controls the muscle in your neck and your shoulder to move your shoulder and other things. It controls those body movement. That's what they call the accessory nerve. And the last one is the hypoglossal. The hypoglossal nerve is cranial nerve 12. It's the 12th cranial nerve. It's responsible for movement of the most of the muscle in your tongue. Oh, this one is ruled by the what? By the cranial nerve. So the cranial nerve is ruled for what? For those muscle movement. That's about the cranial nerve. Question on the cranial nerve? So that's about the brain. That's about the CNS. So the CNS is considered what? The brain, what? The spinal cord. Now, then we have the PNS. The peripheral nervous system. The peripheral nervous system is the part of your nervous system that lies outside of the brain and spinal cord. It plays key role in both sending information from different body parts to your brain, as well as it carries out commands from your brain to your body parts. That's the PNS. Now, the PNS has two main subdivisions. The ANS, the autonomic nervous system, and the SNS, the somatic nervous system. So the ANS, these are nervous system functions that automatically with this one, the process information from your brain, and they run automatically and without you thinking about them. With all you thinking about them, they go ahead and process information. So they are autonomic, they do it by themselves. Now, the one that you think about and is done by your body is somatic. So somatic, you have control. It's voluntary. While autonomic, it is involuntary. You do not have control. The PNS. Those two subdivisions of PNS are how your peripheral nervous system does its three main jobs. So there are three jobs this nervous system does. One, sensation. Two, movement. Three, unconscious processing. Sensation or senses. It plays a key role how your brain gets information about the world around you. The job falls under the somatic nervous system. Around you, there's hotness out there. The core is out there. That's the one. Sensation. Movement. This peripheral nerve delivers command signals to all the muscles in your body that you can consciously control. The job also falls under the somatic nervous system. So what you can control? Shaking your head. That's the why. Movement under PNS. Then you have the unconscious type. The unconscious type is how your brain runs critical ideologies that do not depend on your thinking about them. Example, your heartbeat and blood pressure. This job depends on your ANS. It does not care how you feel about it. Your BP, it does not care how you feel about it. That's on you.
Right.
So everything here, they are actually in depth. Under here, you will see them in depth. Then under here, you talk about the brain. The brain is like a powerful supercomputer. However, it knows nothing about the world outside your body without outside input. That is why your peripheral nervous system is so important. A computer needs peripheral devices like cameras, microphones, keyboards to give it information from outside itself, and then your brain can, that's how your brain works. What is a computer? A computer is not one substance. It has a keyboard. Without an input, it does not work. It has a CPU. It has a monitor. It has a mouse. Eh? All those things make up the computer. The PNS is how your brain gets info about the outside world. Most of the PNS travel to the rest of the body by exiting or entering your spinal cord. Your cranial nerve are unlike other peripheral nerves in that these peripheral nerves connect directly to your brain. Now, this nerve carries signal from your nose, from your ears, your mouth, and all, as well as other body organs. Your cranial nerve also gives you a sense of touch in the skin of your face, your head, and your neck. Other peripheral nerves intertwine throughout every body part. Yes, they enter every body part and they have information about every body part in your life. They stretch out everywhere, including in your fingers, the fingertips and toes. These nerves in your hands and feet are also part of your brain's ability to get information from the outside. The motor nerve allows you to move various parts of your body. Running, kicking, throwing basketball, throwing softball, all those things are done by the motor nerve, not the PNS. Now, for short, the movement function about it, this is how it works for us. The unconscious part about it, this is how it works for us. For the movement, it has the peripheral nerve that branches outward throughout your body delivers command signal from your brain to your muscle. This allows you to move around and do all kind of tasks. Simple ones like scratching your nose, your ear, juggling, all things are all achieved by the PNS. Then it also carry out things that you don't know about, the unconscious dealings of your life. Then you have the ANS, which function with all you thinking about it. The ANS is automatic. That's what they call it, autonomic. It's automatic. It does not need your approval to work. It works by itself. If you look here, the nervous system has two parts, right? It has the CNS and the PNS, right? Now, the CNS has two parts, the brain and spinal cord. Under here, you have the 12 cranial nerve. Under here, you have part of the brain, the temporal, the occipital, the parietal, and the what? And the frontal. That ends the function. They have a lot of function, but it's just in depth. Under here, you have the what? The efferent, and the efferent is the motor nerve on a PNS. The afferent AFF. The AFF is the sensory. The EFF, the efferent, is the motor. Now, this motor has two parts. The ANS, involuntary motor function, like your heartbeat, and you have the what? The somatic system, which is the what? The voluntary, which you do control, like your arm movement, your eye blinking, your ears, your mouth. Yes, you do control that. That's about the entire CNS, the entire nervous system. Now, there are conditions that can disturb, like stroke. When you have stroke, then it affects the brain and spinal cord or the brain system. Other parts become dysfunctional. But these are just the different system, the definition of the both CNS and other system in our body. Any question?
So, definitely the PNS is really, really in depth, like you said.
Mm-hmm. It is in depth.
That's